The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, and during hour number one, we were talking about a call that I got from Alfio Lanuto. And he and I were talking till late last night. And we're talking about what was happening in New York City. We're talking about how there's some peaceful protesters, and the cops are there, and some of them are very, very well behaved, and some cops are a little more aggressive. And there are cops with helmets, brand new shiny helmets. Some did not have helmets on. Some had brand new equipment. They had a lot of police vehicles there. Fencing off with these portable fences where people could and could not be, and they had these, you know, the protesters corralled behind these fences. Some protesters were lying in the highway, and they shut down the New York City West Side Highway with 100 protesters. Times Square had 200 protesters or so, and you heard about the lighting of the Christmas tree in Times Square, but you didn't hear on the news just now, top of the hour news, about the protest. Now, there's been a comment that silence equals consent. Well, yeah, that's true. So now we have about 400 people who marched through Midtown Manhattan, tying up traffic. They were simulating being dead in Grand Central Station. So they're protesting about the militarization of the police. They're protesting about us being beat up. Now, the point, the focal point in New York City is this black man, Eric Garner, who was choked to death by a white cop. Now, I don't think it was, to me, I don't think it was race. I think the cops are just plain out of control. They're tasing us, they're beating us, they're handcuffing us, they're arresting us, they're stopping us, they have gauntlets. And I think what's happened is we the people are reacting to that, the abuses that we are receiving by the government, by those who appear to be in authority, those with the guns. The politicians have eviscerated the American dream from we the people. The hope of a young person, you know, buying a house, raising a family, owning a home, man, forget it. It's almost impossible. The rich are getting richer. There's a zero-sum gain. We are not able to compete. The world market is eating us alive. Factories are closing. It's over.
Yeah, that's like Elysium, the movie, where there are two classes of human beings. I just wanted to thank that individual that called in. I found him intelligent and clear thinking. He was actually helped clarify better thoughts in my own, and I appreciated his comment about the Zionist thing.
That was Paul in New Jersey. And so to continue this point, Rick, Al Lanuto and I were talking about having some way of expressing what some of the USA Prepares instructors feel about this, okay, like a round table. And I said, okay, let me get out my calendar. I can rearrange my calendar. I can make it happen really soon because I wanted to have it soon. Well, Tuesday the 9th at 9 o'clock, we have an opening. I've made an opening where we can have some of our instructors discuss exactly this. What are our opinions? What do we think about the protests? What do we think about what is happening, the handcuffing, the tasing, the beating, the killing of we the people by these out-of-control government employees? Well, so if any of our instructors, any USAPreparedness.com instructor, if you're listening right now and you would like to call in and be part of the roundtable on Tuesday at 9 o'clock Central Time, 9 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, we can talk about this, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Here we go.
It's going to be an interesting time. Yeah. I don't think it's about racism.
Right, I agree. Ethan in Colorado, you're on with Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Finelli. Ethan, you're breaking up.
Oh, sorry, I was I'm actually in the middle of Boulder right now, and I was getting not accosted, but approached by someone. I'm on the road. And
what's your question? What's going on?
Ethan's one of our instructors. Ethan in Indigo Smith.
Peace, Rick, and peace to you, Vincent. I just wanted to touch base and say I want to come on at 9 next week. So.
Okay, you got it. Ethan, you can call in on this number that you just called in on, or you can call in on the previous numbers I've given you. Ethan, I'm delighted that you're going to be with us to talk about the protests. And you are a very deep thinker. By the way, I was on the phone with John Stadtmiller yesterday, and he and I were discussing you, and it looks like he's going to be calling you. So I just want to let you know.
Well, I'm here in Boulder, Colorado, and they're doing a community empowerment initiative to where they would make county laws supersede state and federal laws. And actually, in Mendocino County, California, is in the process of doing the same thing.
With that at Willow Creek. In fact, I'm setting up to go down there in January to set up a children's program in Willow Creek in that exact thing. That's exciting, what you're doing and what the possibilities of it are. I'm involved in that myself with the children's program.
It all comes down to whether it's the authorities beating up people or the fracking corporations taking our clean water. It's institutions versus individuals. And so I don't want to take up the whole time here, but I just wanted to bow to you, Rick, and to everyone. Peace on
Thank
earth.
You.
And I'll be there next week for sure.
Hey, Ethan, thanks so much. I really appreciate you being with us. Class, that was Ethan Indigo Smith. He is joining the roundtable on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. If you're a
I'm
USA
so pleased prepared, you're working with Ethan. He's
a great guy.
Yeah.
He really is. Let's see. We've got Susan in Arkansas. Susan, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Finelli.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Excuse me, you're right. I enjoyed your program with Ethan Fence very much. But let's go back to these cops for a minute. I heard Savage say that the guy had arms that were just huge and tattooed, and he reached around this guy like an anaconda. And I thought, okay, if his arms are that big, and he said, yeah, it's obvious he worked out, he's probably roided up. And when that happens, and they get, it's like, you know, with Perennas, it's like blood in the water.
Yeah, it is. They get steroided out of their minds.
What are you saying? Are you saying that Eric Garner had big arms, and because of that, he deserved to? What were you saying?
Cop.
Oh,
cop.
Okay.
Cops. They're on steroids. Taking drugs.
He said his arms reached around that guy like an anaconda, wound around him.
Susan,
he probably was pumped up.
I know a cop. A former cop in the Springfield, Missouri area. And this guy, just off the little room off his kitchen, had a gym. And he was getting a prescription for testosterone. He felt that he had to bulk up and look, you know, wear these tight T-shirts and be, you know, really, really masculine and appear to be just, you know, Rocky Balboa.
Yep.
That's okay. These guys, I saw this particular guy in one of those quick stop places, literally steal something off the shelf and put it in his pants pocket. I saw him do it. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and finally said, oh, I have to pay for this. No kidding. No, he walked right out of the store with it. I mean, these guys think that they're above the law, at least some of the ones that, whom I've met. Now, I know some really good ones. But what I'm seeing in now, I'm talking about the old cops. I see there's some really good ones. Old cops.
Mm-hmm.
Retired cops.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we have today. We have these guys who are willing to set up gauntlets. I mean, why is it in our little town of 100 people, they had multiple police cars doing a traffic stop on a Friday night at 11 o'clock? There's only 100 people that live here. Literally, 100 people. There are only three businesses in town. Three. One is a farm supply, closes at 6 o'clock. Actually, 5 o'clock it closes. Okay? So they were closed at 5 o'clock every day. The post office is closed at 3:30. That's another business. And the other business is a general store, and they're closed at like 5 o'clock. That's it. That's Main Street. And so they set up a DUI checkpoint on Main Street where there are three businesses.
Yeah.
Rick, you've driven, it's not called Main Street.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
And there's only
one parking place in the at the post office. One parking place.
And I have heard that the people they pick to recruit, if they have a pretty good IQ, they're unqualified.
That's exactly
right. You know, one thing that Joey sent me, an article that indicated that a lot of bad cops that were removed from a force find employment in other places. And it was an interesting article because it proves that we all go to the Peter Principle, you know, outliving our level of responsibility. We get to be incompetent.
You know,
we're promoted to our highest. The Peter Principle is promotion to your highest level of incompetence. So, class, what that means is, you know, you're doing a good job and you get promoted. And then you do a good job at that elevated job and you get promoted. And then you do a really bad job and they go, oh, man, boy, did we make a mistake. We never should have promoted that guy. He's doing a terrible job, so we'll leave him right there.
Or they push him sideways.
Yeah, that's more likely.
Yeah. Susan, thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back. And if you'd like to be involved in this roundtable, give us a call if you're a USAPrepares.com instructor. 866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 Square Meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, you know, when we were talking about World War One, and we talked about the Christmas ceasefire, that was done by the soldiers. The enemies decided they were going to stop shooting at each other, even though the day before and the months before they were trying to kill each other to the best of their
ability. You know, they did that in Portland. You know, the Portland, Oregon, when that white cop saw that small 10-year-old kid, black, crying, and the two hugged each other with an affirmation on what was going on during that protest about Ferguson. It was a protest in Oregon like yours in New York. And what happened next was a really good story that came out of that. That individual is typical of what I see is the possibility of soldiers on the battlefield having a truce of kind because we're all human.
Mm-hmm. And, that's what we need to do, and that's probably one of the things that we're going to discuss on Tuesday at this roundtable. And what we're doing, class, is we're putting together a roundtable right here on the air, USAPrepares.com instructors who are interested in discussing protests and solutions. What is happening to us is we've lost the American dream. It's been stolen from us. It's been stolen by guys like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton with favoring the Chinese status and allowing our jobs
to be... Well, Clinton was just working for someone much higher than Clinton.
Yeah.
Blame Clinton. Blame the transnational corporations that are using our countries as resources for their own intent.
Well, I agree with that, Rick. But he is the guy that we elected to represent us, and he's just following their orders.
That's it. That's the truth of that, yes.
He's following their orders, not ours. We thought we elected him to represent our interests, and he has sold us out, as has most of the Congress and Senate and presidents have. So here's the point. So these soldiers in World War I decided they were not going to follow the orders of their superiors. They were going to have a ceasefire. Well, I believe that the police can do the same thing. I believe the police can say, you know what? You guys are telling us to go have these traffic stops, these gauntlets. You want us to give tickets, the ticket quotas, the ticket contest. We're not doing it. Those police can join our side, because actually, at the end of their shift, they take their uniform off and they become like we the people. Well, on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a roundtable discussing that, and we got a caller, Rich from Montana. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Finelli.
Hey, Vince, it's Rich Sheban from Montana. How are you?
Hey, welcome. Are you going to be joining us on Tuesday?
Sign me up.
You're signed up. Okay, here's what we've got. We've got Rick Miller, Ethan Indigo Smith, Alfio Lanuto, Rich Sheban from Montana, and me. So we've got Rick from Oregon. Ethan lives in California. You're in Montana. Alfio Lanuto's on the East Coast. I'm in the middle of the country. So we've got geographically the United States of America represented. So the plan is to discuss what is happening. I really believe that the people are at their wit's end, and they're saying, we've been taxed into oblivion. We don't have any money. We're losing our houses. We're losing our cars. We've lost our job. We now have two jobs, and they're minimum wage. We don't have one full-time job to make up for the... We now have multiple part-time jobs that don't make up in compensation for the one full-time job we used to have. We've got dwindling benefits. Back in the 80s, my company, the bank, used to pay for our health care. And that, you know, slowly we had to pay more and more and more and more and more. Pretty soon, health care was virtually eliminated.
Mm-hmm. May I address some of that, Vince?
Sure.
Okay. Well, first of all, what I'd like to discuss on Tuesday is, you know, when I talk about, for example, off-grid living and the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we need to be more self-sufficient as an American people, as you know, I like to offer ideas and solutions so we can simplify our life, so we can practice what we preach. But people often ask me on the air, why is the middle class dwindling? Why is it waning? Why are we losing ground? And a lot, you can really talk a lot about ignorance, apathy, and indifference for the deterioration of the middle class. But what we really need to discuss, folks, as an American people, is the fear of the consequences of becoming politically incorrect. We have to say the truth. We cannot live in an emperor has no clothes society. We can't allow manufactured perception. We have to say it like it is.
Rich, I'll see you on Tuesday with Rick Miller, Alfio Lanuto, Ethan Indigo Smith. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I just got off the phone with Alfio Lanuto, and I told him that he got what he wanted. He wanted to have a round table, and we're going to have that on Tuesday with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Ethan Indigo Smith, Rich Sheban.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting Ethan. I didn't know that was Ethan. I'm really impressed with him and have been using a lot of his writings on Waking Times. I will post on my Facebook.
Well, you're going to get a chance to meet him in person. He's coming to the farm.
So you and Judy Woods, oh my goodness, this is going to be intense. Be a real
well,
with Matt Stein there with me.
Yeah,
we
Matt,
do
Matt
urban survival skill workshops, and let me tell you, Matt and I love working together. We're really good together on that.
Well, Mrs. Finelli said to me, you know, she came in the studio one day and she said, do you ever count the number of rooms we have in the house? I said, yeah. She
goes, you know, there's couches downstairs, I remember. Didn't Ed Marvini sleeping downstairs once, or who was that that did that?
Yeah,
I was upstairs in your boys' room.
Right outside the studio, there's a library area.
I'm talking about the one downstairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, Sam Bushman was there.
Sleeping on the couch.
But, yeah, and, well, what I did was
with Judy.
I bought five sofa beds. And so we have them all over.
It's going to be a big commune. Well, that's cool. It's going to be nice to have everybody there in one spot. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Freeze Dry Guy is going to be here, and you know, it is so much fun. And I was talking to one of our instructors across the Atlantic, and he said, "What we have is a family." That's exactly right. That is who we are. We are a family. Interesting.
Networking infrastructure for when it does all come down. You are John Connor, probably.
Well, here's what's really cool. Right? I got this threatening letter from an attorney, and so I called Al Lanuto and I said, hey, and here's what's so cool about it. We have instructors all over the country. There's somebody if one of us gets threatened by somebody, we probably have somebody in that state wherever it comes from. And what I do is when one of us gets threatened or gets challenged by the system, I try to marshal the forces who can help. So Al Lanuto has jumped to my defense because I've been threatened by an attorney. It's the
truest
thing.
So that's the skill things of the infrastructure, like a union, where we're working not as a union, but as a coalition of skills.
That's exactly right. And we've got our little loose organization, Rick, has got somebody in probably almost every field. I mean, if we need a brain surgeon, we've got one. I mean, really?
Well, if you need a rocket scientist, I'm your Huckleberry.
That's exactly right. We got a rocket scientist. We've got a brain surgeon. If we need an emergency...
Gosh, by gosh, that's it. Cool.
Yeah. So, Rick, here's a question I've been very anxious to ask you publicly. Now, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. But religion. Now, I have taken notice that the really, really bright, bright instructors, and we have, I mean, all of our instructors are bright, but so many of them have turned away from pay for your seat in heaven religion. They've turned away from the priests. They've
you
turned
mean
away
I'm not going to get 27 virgins when I die?
Rick, what's happened is we've turned away from the... I've used the term... That's probably blasphemous, and I know that there's some priests who listen who probably can't stand me for saying this, because I've cut out the middleman. Honestly.
A religion that would require you to have someone that speaks on your behalf to God, what's wrong with that concept?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Rick. So I'm saying that the priests, the rabbis, the ministers, are preachers, are middlemen. I don't need a middleman to conduct business between me and my creator. I personally don't need one. Now, this is probably close to, I guess, the Catholics would have a real problem with this. I was raised Roman Catholic. Okay, I haven't been to church in years. I don't think I need to stand, sit, genuflect, stand, sit on command.
Well, that's the same thing with statism and religion. The last pope, if you will, it's probably because it's an antiquated conceptual in terms of what religion really is about and what it really is for. You know, fellowship is what I got from my religion. When I would play baseball with other friends of mine in the same belief system as me, I felt empowered, helping validate myself. But as I got older, I learned that there are probably as many different religions as there are human beings. We're all of us uniquely different.
So Rick, here's the question, or here's the scenario. So a young person, let's say 8 years old, raised in the Catholic Church, is told that, you know, if you commit a sin, there's a couple different classes of sins. There's, you know, mortal sins and venial sins. And, you know, like if you were to take a piece of bubble gum that didn't belong to you, that's a venial sin. And but, you know, what you do after your first communion, you can go to confession and you can confess, you know, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I really shouldn't have done that, but it was there and I just took that piece of gum. And then so the priest is going to intercede on your behalf and make it all good, you know. So you go to him, and he's going to fix it. He's going to fix it. Really? How is that possible? How is that possible? He's going to give you some penance, and I'll tell you what. I've gone to confession when I was young, and I used to compare my sentence with others. And I'd say, you know, bless me, Father, for... Actually, I haven't sinned. And, you know, normally it's bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I've done this and that and the other thing. And I'd go in there and I'd say, bless me, Father. Well, actually, I haven't sinned. I've been a pretty good guy. And I'd get, you know, 10 Hail Marys, 10 Our Fathers. And I'd compare that with my friends who actually said that they did sin. And they got lighter sentences than I did. I can't believe it. So why am I doing this? I don't do it anymore. I don't, I might stop into a Catholic church and I might say a few prayers, but it's not on command. It's not, you got to be there on Sunday. It's not, stand up, sit down, genuflect, and, you know, repeat. And we used to have Mass in Latin. It would have been good if I had learned Latin. It would have been great. And I recommend that all young people learn Latin. It will help them immensely. I'm at a deficit because I didn't. My father did, but I didn't. Anyway, Rick, is there a God?
How could there not be? You know, I have, as a physicist, studied the concepts of chaos and order. Mm-hmm. And no matter where I've looked, what I see is something more going on. And it's an intelligence. It's a type of awareness that I aspire toward and know that I'll never get to that place. The brain creates God in a sense because of dimethyltryptamine. That's Rick Strassman's works on how the brain creates God. However, God is a construct that my parents were atheists. They did not believe that there was anything after death and that this is it. And yet my mother sent me to Missouri Synod Lutheran School to armor me, to protect me from the onslaught of, what are those missionaries? They get at the kids at 14 and 15 and try to bully them. And I was bullied at that time, and why I went in the direction I did was because of a specific minister trying to bully me in a corner using guilt to go declare something that I didn't know was true or not. Now, from then, I became a scholar in trying to understand the political several variations of different Bibles. Why the Jehovah's Witnesses use this Bible, and why the Jews use that Bible, etc. And I found that there was probably a split between the teachings of Christ and the Catholic Church in the year 1000 when Pope Innocent I declared war on the Cathars. That's when the political part of the Church of Rome started to truly change. And trust me when I tell you this, the Bibles that are currently used by most Christians are quite different from the early Bibles that I translated in Old Hebrew and Greek. And let me say, they're quite different, and they lead to different conclusions and values. And so I started to realize that really the truth is not out there. The truth is inside oneself, and that's where God really is, and that's why you talk to yourself, and that part is only halfway to God. That's the part I'm beginning to understand as so-called enlightened individual. I'm realizing there's something more going on here. How could there not be a hierarchy of gods? That's what the old Bible said. There was man's God, which was Yahweh, and there was this lesser one called Yahweh, and Yahweh was always uptight and forming wars and smashing things, and Yahweh was more like a grandfather just watching everything. And then there were the veils of Isis, Ain, Ein Sof, and Ein Sof Ur.
So, Rick,
everybody's got to serve somebody.
Jesus was the Son of God, and how about you and me? We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys' Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-607-7412. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-607-7412. That's 1-800-607-7412. Call 1-800-607-7412.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This can be slightly.
Turn up. What are today's hot?
Why should I have got your?
Take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rick, I want to tell you about a little experiment I did.
A little bit early, so I'm just giving you forewarning that I have to leave probably 5 minutes before the show is over. I'm so sorry I have to do this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we've got about 4 minutes left.
I just wanted to let you know ahead of time that I had a commitment come up at 9 o'clock, and I have to be ready for that. Sorry about that.
Okay. We'll be out of here by...
Thank you, by the way, for a really cool show. I really liked all the different people and their questions and things. It's kind of cool.
Well, you get a chance to meet them in class. If you want to come to the Get Prepared Expo, you'll get a chance to see the family, you know, the faculty of USAPrepares.com in March, in Lebanon, Missouri. So, Rick, here's the question. I did a little experiment with cattle and clean water. What I did was I put in a cattle waterer right about 300 feet from the farmhouse, and the cows will walk uphill to drink clean well water out of a cattle waterer as compared to a pond. Now, I was told by the soil and water conservation guys that it doesn't make any difference. Cows drink pond water. They don't seem to. There's no difference in their growth.
Soil and Conservation Service. Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, they
don't know what they want.
Water.
They just like you do.
Yeah, yeah, and you know we have a dog. Thomas Jefferson, he's an English Mastiff, and he slobbers. I mean, he's about just under 200 pounds now, and he slobbers a lot. And so when he drinks water, it gets kind of thick, literally, what's left in the bowl. And we'll say to him, TJ, would you like some clean water? And he will wait for clean water because he even prefers drinking water that's clean rather than the water he just drank out of the bowl that he slobbered in. So, Rick, water, isn't that going to be a weapon used against us? Don't you think that's coming?
Well, that was the trying to privatize it, and I can only imagine what's in it from particulate falling, you know, from radioactive waste to geoengineering, artifacts. I don't the space junk around Earth and how much that is and how it keeps coming down all the time everywhere as creepy radcon level alerts. I don't think we realize how polluted we have left the whole place here.
Well, Rick,
fracking aside, it goes on and on. I'm going to have to roll. I'm so sorry about that, but I'm a Tuesday, same 7 to 9 for me.
Yeah.
Tuesday, gotcha. Okay, I booked it in. I'm there.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rick.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'll talk to all of you later. Thank you, Vincent.
Great. Thank you, Rick. So that was
bye-bye.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And if you'd like to get a look at some of his books, you can go to richardallenmiller.com. RichardAlanMiller.com. And class, I was talking with a number of our instructors, and I spent a lot of time on the phone. If I'm not on the tractor, I'm working on the farm. If I'm not doing that, I'm on the phone. And I've been talking with our instructors about, let me ask you, are you tired? And the answer is, yeah, I'm really tired. More tired than I've ever been. So I'd like to ask you, are you more tired than you've ever been? This is not a commercial. This is an observation that I've made and others have made, those who are with us at USA Prepares, those who come to the meetup. I even asked the meetup group, are you guys tired? More tired than ever before? And the answer is yes. We have less energy. We have less starting power. We seem to look at things and we say, boy, that's really complex. The task that I want to do, the task that I need to do, has prerequisites. I'm tired. I don't want to do it. I'd rather just collapse. And I think that is the sum of all of the toxins that are in the environment that are attacking us. In our food, our water, our air, the radiation, the chemicals from the chemtrails, the genetically modified foods. I think it's making us tired and wearing us out. It's got to stop. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.